There was another side to last night. Although the clashes were eye-catching, the overwhelming majority of protesters were not violent. Next, we're going to hear a conversation with a few of them. Bria O'Neill, Kiana Ralph, and Leah Wright are young African-American women who live in Charlotte and came to the protest together. WFAE's Michael Tomsic asked them why.
We're just kind of here to give a voice. A lot of people around the country don't really understand what's going on, and we need everyone to open their eyes and see this is happening. It's here. You can't ignore it anymore. So
I feel like to see it happen directly in Charlotte, you know, it hit home that we are in the area where we can stand for this. We don't have to see it on TV or hear people talk about it, but we can be a part of this now. So it's time to do something.
What do y'all think overall of what you've seen? Have what you have seen been mostly peaceful? Has there been some violence?
Starting off, it was extremely peaceful. It was at the park, Marshall Park. It was really peaceful. And then we got word that I guess someone was shot outside of the epicenter. And we took that as a direct kind of hit to the gut that we're out here trying to, you know, protest and stop police brutality. And something happened. So we marched down to the epicenter. And it was peaceful until just some bad apples decide, you know, to do things to the police that make them want to retaliate.
What did you see?
Firecrackers being thrown, water bottles being thrown, and of course, with that happening, the police have to react to it. They can't just stand there and go, oh, we're going to put up our shields and just take what we got. They have to react to it sooner or later, and they gave plenty of warnings before doing so, and some people stood their ground, and that's when it became very unpeaceful in its way.
There still are a lot of us trying to continue the peace so it doesn't get out of hand, because there's no reason for that and nothing will be solved by us rioting or having any extreme levels of violence. And we don't want any other casualties because of this protest.
What do you think it says about how people in Charlotte view the police that even the chief of police coming out today and trying to say, look, here are the facts, the person had a gun, and yet there's still so much anger and disbelief of that. I mean, what does that say about how people even trust the police at all, or do you?
Because the police have given us no reason to actually take their word for it. There's videos, they all have body cams, why can't someone just come out and say, oh, here's the video, take it for what it is and see for yourself. However, they want to be all secretive and deceptive about it.
About how, like, Charlotte people view cops, it's like nationally cops everywhere are attacking us. It's not just Charlotte cops, it's not like it's a national threat against Black lives. Like, everyone's at risk, and yeah,
it could be your mom, it could be your grandmother, you know, it could be your 7-year-old nephew, you never know, or it could be yourself. Simply, every time you see a cop behind you, you could get pulled over. You have a thought in your head, will this be the last time that I see anyone? Will this be the day that I die? And everyone else doesn't have to deal with that type of anxiety and that type of feeling every day and think about their family and everyone they love going
like
through that
family.
Every day, all the time.
And that gut check that you get, does it make a difference whether the cop is white or black?
No. For me, it doesn't, because anytime someone is in that uniform, it's going to send a shock through me. There are definitely some black cops that have come out there and shot people unarmed, and there are definitely white cops that have done it.
This is the power that you get when you become a cop, because you have so much of the power of America in your hands. And to some people, it's almost like they play God. They pick who goes to jail, who doesn't, but yet they don't get the same consequences as every other American.
And it's just crazy, because, like, I've had, you know, black cops come and speak to us and tell us, you know, you guys should trust the cops. You don't know the full story. You don't know what that person did. Just because you come out and you're the same skin tone as me, I don't have to trust you. You're still a stranger. I don't know your motives. I don't know how you... I don't know anything about you. All I see is your uniform, and I see the rest of the people who are dying because of it or from it.
What some of the city leaders have been calling for, in addition to peaceful protests, is some patience. There's such a big difference in the narrative right now between, like, what the family is saying and what the cops are saying. What do you think of that? This idea that, like, you know, hey, maybe we should wait until there's more concrete detail.
I don't feel like there should be any waiting. I feel like we have, as black people, have had enough of waiting. Honestly, this is not, we've been waiting since we've been brought here. What is there to wait for? What do you mean to us?
We just ask people to put themselves in our shoes. If you're not out here protesting and you're not out here using your voice, put it on social media. Educate yourself. The littlest difference can make the biggest change. Just do that for all of us. And this entire United States will be a much better place and a lot more safe, a lot more freedom-based, and a lot more equal the way it was supposed to be built.
That's Bria O'Neill, Kiana Ralph, and Leah Wright, who protested last night in Uptown. They spoke to WFAE's Michael Tomczyk.